It's the Coors,
of course,
taking you back a few years when they were so young. Oh. And you know what? It's all relative, right? You're as old as you feel. And right now, on a Tuesday morning, we hope you're feeling fresh and fabulous and ready for whatever the week has in store for you. And it's a short week, you know, public holiday coming up, Youth Day on Thursday. Maybe you're taking Friday off, making it a long weekend. Whatever you're doing this week, even if you're working right through, just keep it locked on 88 FM. We've got all the music for you to move and groove to, and to keep you feeling absolutely chilled and you know, like a coastal North Coast resident should be, just laid back and well, you know, life's crazy. Life gets in the way sometimes, and sometimes it's hard to stay zen, even if you do live by the beach. But we're here with some help on a Tuesday. It's our regular mindful moment. You've come to know it and love it. And joining me in studio for a mindful Tuesday morning, Helen Garner is back in the house, fresh from a yoga class. Yeah, that's how we roll. How are you doing, Helen?
Morning, Mark.
Are you ready for a Tuesday?
I am.
And for the rest of the week.
It's already been Tuesday for quite some time for me. Did anyone see that sunrise?
It was like blazing orange.
It's pink. It's the strawberry moon.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's the full moon. It's the the June moon's the strawberry moon.
Wow. Well, if you were up early enough to get that, that free gift in the sky, it was, I caught it probably, yeah, just after the strawberry vibes. It had kind of started to glow a bit more orange by the time I saw it. But whatever flavor sky you caught this morning.
It's all good flavors.
It's all good. And this morning, we're kind of, we're keeping things mindful, and it's, you know, even just that, looking at the sky in the morning and thinking, wow, what a glorious blessing and a free light show that was. Those little moments, they all kind of add up and they make you feel connected. I mean, so you might have just been in a flat spin this morning and so caught up in whatever the morning had in store for you that you weren't able to even take a moment to look up. Sorry for you, but don't worry, it's never too late to start getting mindful. And in fact, I've sent you a little thing yesterday, Helen, because I thought you'd appreciate it. Something I stumbled upon from Google. You know, obviously, like one of the biggest companies in the world, and they work their people hard, but they're also one of the coolest companies to work for. Apparently,
they're super progressive.
They're super progressive, and they like really are invested in employee wellness and trying to make everyone love their job. Well, one of the things that they implemented a couple of years ago was apparently this really groundbreaking mindfulness-based emotional intelligence course for employees. It was called Search Inside Yourself. It's been so popular that it regularly has a wait list of up to 6 months. Employees just can't get enough of this thing. The guy that put it together, his name is Chade Meng Tan, and he was one of the founders, one of the early employees at Google. I think he was employee number 107. He's gone on to be a best-selling author, and his book is called The Joy on Demand. It's one of the most practical books on meditation currently out there, apparently. But he's got a couple of pointers on how you, yes, you can make light work of getting into a regular mindfulness meditation practice, because it can be daunting, right, Helen?
I mean,
you're a mindful person, and you're part of a collective of like-minded people on the North Coast who try to get more mindful. But even if it's your intention, it can still be quite daunting.
It's very daunting, and that's why when you said it's one of the best practical books on meditation, that like really made me interested, because I think meditation becomes something inaccessible because it's like beyond my daily life, and it really, really isn't. There are practical things to do that you can meditate daily.
Yeah, and look, if these busy Google engineers can find ways to work it into their hectic work lives, and if Google as a company values it so much because they can see the benefits that it brings to the lives of their employees and therefore to the whole company, then it's worth taking note of. So let's dive in. This guy's got three little points for you to try and make it a regular thing in your life, this little mindfulness moment or meditation moment. And you might have really tried to start meditating in some form and just kind of fell off the wagon because it's hard to make it stick. Or maybe you thought it was. Let's see if we can make it a bit easier. This guy recommends that you have a buddy. Like you have a gym buddy often. Why does that work, Helen?
That would be accountability.
Accountability. So you've got that kind of like positive peer pressure in a sense.
Well, it's, like, are you doing it? Okay, I'll do it. It's almost competitive in a nice way.
Yes.
Like, and I actually use Insight Timer as well. And Insight Timer brings out the competitiveness streak in me as well, because it gives me flags when I do. And I've done 108 days in a row of meditation.
That's a streak, like, eh?
Yeah, that was a good streak. And then I fell off the wagon. I was flying. I was actually flying to India, and I fell off the wagon.
You get a free pass there.
Yeah, and then I started. And then you start again, and you think, okay, maybe I can do 12 days in a row.
Is that an app?
Insight Timer. It's amazing. It's seriously amazing. You can do guided meditations. You can do timer meditation. So I do timer, but my kids do guided ones, and we look for kind of, you know, if there's... Yeah, you can search for anything there and find meditations.
That's
it's
so
beautiful.
Cool. It's endorsed by Helen. Two thumbs up. But there's lots of apps. There's Headspace is one of those popular ones. Another one, Calm, very popular. So find what works for you. And then whether it's your app that's keeping you accountable, or get a buddy involved.
Yeah.
And even if you aren't, you know, setting aside a time to both be mindful and have a moment of meditation together at the same time, what this guy reckons worked really well at Google is they would have these little check-in sessions where every week you commit to 15 minutes, a little catch-up conversation with your buddy, and you cover at least two topics. One of them is, how am I doing with my commitment to my mindfulness and meditation practice? And what has arisen in my life that relates to my practice? And just having that little check-in every week helps make sure that you're sticking to it more often than not.
I think also with that, it's like a debrief, and you can then sort of unpack the week and why did it go badly. Like, okay, my kids are doing this at the moment and I can't get to my meditation stool at 8 in the morning. Fine, then work on a way to make it a 4:30. But it's really important that you have a space and a time that's regular.
Yeah.
So that it becomes, it's almost like Pavlov's ringing of the bells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, that's your time. Like, it's, you know, when my kids jump in the shower, that's when I go.
That, you know.
Yeah,
you've got your little gap.
Yeah, there's my gap. I've got time and I'll go. But, I mean, obviously, if you've got little kids, you've got to sort it out so that it works for you.
Yeah. And there will be a way. But it's about finding that way. And if you do have a buddy, it's nice to also just have that moment to connect and to check in and to see, how, you know, human to human, how are we doing?
Yeah.
Really valuable as well, especially in the workplace.
It's support.
Yeah. I like this. I mean, we can only be better with it. The other thing that he says, so point number two is, do less than you can.
Big time.
Okay.
Big time.
How do you see this playing out? How does this make sense to you, Helen?
So with the students that I have, the problem was that the request was a long meditation, like 30 minutes. And so it was like a impossible mountain.
It's like, it's a long time.
It's a long time
for me to sit silently.
No, for sure. And plus, I don't have the time. And they start panicking and they feel like failures. So you're adding layers of kind of judgment onto that.
Yeah.
And you're not good enough. And then you end up feeling sort of inferior. It's just, it adds so many negative things that we don't want to do. So
people just don't do it.
So they don't do it. So my thing was, give me 5 minutes. So give 5 minutes is better than 0 minutes, because I'm asking for 30, I'm getting zero. So give me five.
Yeah, just something.
Give me something, and that's it. And it's little bit, you know, slowly, catch a monkey.
And even 5 minutes might be a little bit daunting for you. So if you're able to sit for five, don't do five. If that's like your threshold for now, do three.
Absolutely.
Just a few times a day, or even once a day.
And don't add a layer of judgment. Don't even have. You know, the thing is, like, I can finish a meditation and go, oh, that was terrible. I was just, my mind was chattering the whole time. That wasn't good. But it shows up in my day afterwards that I actually had a good meditation. It shows up. You become more still. You become more the observer, and you become more detached from being in everything. You know, it caught up in everything.
And for those wondering, like, okay, wow, what even is the point of a basic meditation? How would you try and sell it to someone and explain, like, what is the value of sitting silently and just focusing on your breath for however long, 5 minutes?
However long. So it's one of the most illuminating sort of explanations to me was, someone said, We wash our bodies. We wash our car. We wash our plates after we eat them. We don't eat on a plate and then put food onto a dirty plate. Mm. You know, we wash everything. Why wouldn't we wash our minds? And we don't. So, you know, if you're filling your mind with anything that is not dirtying it, but it's cluttering it up, you want to clean the mind, you want to still the mind, and so that it can reset. And just, they don't know exactly why and how, but neurologically it changes the brain.
Wicked.
It's amazing.
So think about it like that. That's a really cool analogy.
Clean the mind.
You start fresh.
We never get into a bed dirty. You don't get into your bed with dirty feet and dirty, you know, dirty clothes, yeah, and kind of, you wash, you brush your teeth. You do everything to clean the body, clean the mind.
A little bit of stillness can go a long way to wiping that mind clean. And one of the easiest ways to get into what one could consider a moment of meditation or a meditation practice is to find something to focus the mind on so that it can find stillness. And the breath is like the most elemental.
Exactly. And it's the quickest way to come into the present moment is to focus on the breath. And that's where we have to be. So when we are in the past, we are judging. And when we are in the future, we are expecting. So we don't want to be in those states. We want to be present, focusing on the breath, and that is it.
In the now.
Yes.
Now, the final point that this guy, this Google wizard, recommends is, he says, take one breath a day. He says, I might be the laziest mindfulness instructor in the world because I tell my students that all they need to commit to is one mindful breath a day, just one. Now breathe in and breathe out mindfully, and your commitment for the day is fulfilled. Everything else is a bonus. He says there's two reasons why one breath is important. The first is momentum. If you can commit to one breath a day, you can easily fulfill this commitment and preserve the momentum in your practice. Later, when you feel ready for more, you can pick it back up easily. You can say you don't have 10 minutes today to meditate, but you cannot say that you have no time for one breath. So make it a daily practice. It's extremely doable. And if you're going to do one, well, then you might as well just do
4 minutes of box breathing.
There you go.
No, but for sure. I mean, that's what I was saying about the layers. You know, the layers that we add on top of it, we have commentaries and sort of judgments, and we beat ourselves up all the time. If we can succeed every single day with one breath, that changes who you think you are. You're not successful.
You see. I'm picking up what you're putting down here. remember, never underestimate the power of just one breath. Mental fitness and joy on demand both start here with that one breath. And one becomes two, and two becomes ten. And then before you know it, you're a meditation champion. And you're just winning at life. but don't beat yourself up. You're more remarkable than you think you are. And little by little, as you say, we'll get there. We'll build it up.
Yeah. And if you fall off, be kind as well. I know there was, I listened to a podcast with Pema Chodron when she was saying that, like, this monk was beating himself up because he kept falling asleep. And she was like, just wake up and start again. Like, she didn't even have commentary on it. It wasn't even, just wake up and start again. And that's what we've got to do. You fall down, wake up and start again.
Even the best of the best fall off
exactly
on the regular. So, you know what, you're okay. You're doing all right. just tell yourself that on a Tuesday. And I think that's a cool moment of mindfulness. Thank you, Helen.
Thanks for having me.
Always so cool. And for those that want to connect and follow you and find you on the socials and check out some of your latest incredible yoga postures and poses, where can people find you on Instagram?
Helen Garner Yoga. And I've actually put a picture of the strawberry moon sunrise on my,
really?
On my story. So go there and have a look at that.
Only posted pictures of yoga poses.
Not on my stories.
Okay, in the stories.
My stories, I'm someone else.
Okay. Now we know.
I'm cynical. And
So the top tip, don't just look at the grid. Yeah. Check out the stories. That's where the good stuff is.
I actually had someone message me and say, I came for the yoga, I'm staying for the stories.
You get more than you bargained for with Helen Garner. And Helen, I believe next week you're not going to be here. You're going to be away in Kruger.
Yes.
So we're going to put to pin in it for now, and we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks' time. But next week, we'll be having your close friend and confidant, Rachel.
Rachel Carey.
Rachel Carey will be in the house talking about The Little Gecko, yes, and the fantastic story that is The Little Gecko, and tying in with a cool yoga class and a whole bunch of awesome stuff. So
yeah, that's due for the first week in the holidays.
For the kids. It's so cool. But we'll give you the full rundown next week. In the meantime, enjoy the getaway.
Thank you.
Keep breathing.
I want to see a wild dog. I'll report back.
Please do. Put it on the stories.
I will.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music. Here's a little mix, giving you something to move to on the other side of 9:30.